The title of today's talk is Don't Ride Your Horse Backwards. Lazy democracy is a delusion. In duality, tyranny is its counterweight, and at work constantly trying to get more control. As with lazy spirituality, its opposite, egoism, which is always alert, always trying to distract cognition from spirit, and to keep power or take it. Democracy and tyranny are, in fact, a spiritual battle and demands constant awareness of the intention of ego to distract from active awareness of spirit to control ego tyranny. Democracy requires balance, service, and compassionate equality. Tyranny wants ruthless and total control with no equality. Tyranny thrives on centralness of power. Democracy requires conscious release of power to the greater number it serves. One might say it surrenders power for the greater good. Surrenders is the operative word. In duality, there is always counterbalance until neutrality is finally reached. Our friend Kabir says, look at what happens to the scale when love holds it. It stops working. What does that mean? That means we are egotistically always judging. Egotistically always judging. And feeling that we have exceptional rights as an ego. Not as a spirit, as an ego. And what befuddles us is we don't have rights to the spirit. We must earn them in the sense that the connection has to be consistently, persistently pursued. Just as democracy needs to be consistently, persistently pursued by the people who enjoy its benefits. Democracy is not a right. It's a job. And can only be maintained through conscious awareness of the job and the willingness to do it. At this point, I'd like to read you what you have a copy of, but don't read. I need some glasses on to do that. This is the new Declaration of Independence. It was signed on July 4th, 1986 in Independence Hall, Pennsylvania. It is essential in the course of history that humans reach a stage of wisdom whereby they discover the right to live in freedom from persistent tyranny, i.e., ego. Ego-driven government, ego-driven life. When a human being discovers that inalienable right, he, she acts to manifest that freedom through unequivocally declaring independence from all tyranny. Human freedom is earned is the operative word, through conscious choice. Natural wisdom tells each of us that the open heart recognizes and supports loving truth in all human endeavor. The open heart cherishes immaculate love and truth, short supply these days, above all conscious functions, and is therefore the superior vehicle for human motivation. We have long suffered under the tyranny of body, mind, ego, and have unwittingly and wittingly bound ourselves over to erroneous intelligence. By signing this declaration, the signatories reaffirm to themselves their inalienable right to cherish the intelligence of the open heart above intellect and accept the challenge to practice open-hearted living in preference to the tyranny of the mind. The signatories will strive to establish a conscious but non-manipulative environment which nurtures open-hearted living in all micro, macro, cosmic interactions regarding personal, social, spiritual, and governmental life, thus supporting the natural evolution towards unity among all conscious creation. Copies of this have been sent to many people in government. Never seen it appear. So don't ride your horse backwards means you don't have a right to democracy. It is a job for every person enjoying it to help maintain it. Spirituality versus ego is a governing choice. It's a governing choice. You don't have a right to spiritual attunement. You have to earn it. Well, The only question is, can you realize that the idea of riding your horse backwards is not looking at what you're facing? Clearly, openly, and fearlessly. We ride our horse backwards, not looking at where we're going. Democracy has been riding its horse backwards. Once a battle has been won for democracy, and there is a period of time that seems resting after wars, etc., what happens is people think all is well. From the day that democracy is established, tyranny is at work. You can't rest because democracy has arrived to some degree. And you can't rest when you think you've had a spiritual experience. That's riding your horse backwards. That's not looking at the reality of the competition. The ego is alive and well unless you stand on its throat every day, every minute. So, not paying attention to slippage. It's a normal thing to do because ego is always alert and ready to take advantage of slippage. But you, cognitively, are not alert to that happening. And that's the problem with between democracy and tyranny. The tyrant is always alert to taking advantage. The ego is always alert to taking advantage. So, if we don't change the balance of power to such a degree that you can create submissiveness, finally, from the ego. That's the job. That's the job. And you don't have a right to communion with the Spirit when you're not wanting it bad enough to stay on the job. Democracy slips away generation after generation by thinking there's some kind of inherent we'll take care of it-ness. It's natural that democracy is superior as an individual within a society. Do you want to be under a tyrant or do you want to be in a democracy? The attraction is that democracy is a better thing, but somebody else can take care of it. Somebody else can do the work. Somebody else can make the sacrifices. Somebody else. Well, It's just like politicians who won't stand up for democracy and hide behind the anxiety of maybe they'll be threatened if they stand up for democracy against tyranny. We put soldiers in harm's way and they have to stand up to the bullets to save democracy, theoretically. So, when politicians won't stand up for truth against tyranny, and they think they're protecting their families from threats, if tyranny wins, what protection have they given their children by pretending that they don't like it, but they won't stand up and fight it? Well, ask yourself, what do you stand up for? What do you fall down for? What do you give in to? The tyrant within is always at work, always looking, always trying. Well, if you like this, okay, well, you know, it's okay. You know, it doesn't matter. Nope. The system is that until we use conscious attention regularly, we are riding our horse backwards. We're not paying attention to the job. Well, riding your horse backwards leads to tyranny. The ego taking the reins. Can you see how democracy versus tyranny is an exactly spiritual war? It's a spiritual war. Well, this is a, let's say, worrying time because too many people have paid too little attention to too many things. The grand difference between incomes of billionaires and their misuse of power, their intention to be tyrants. How did that get there? Who didn't stop it? If all the workers stood up and went out from a business, in protest, what would happen? But if enough stayed behind because they were afraid of losing their job, what would happen? More workers could be hired to do donkey work for low pay while the boss walks away with billions. Oh, yes. You see, government is very much like spirituality. It is spirituality, is the test of spirituality. It's the test of morals. It's the test of caring. It's the test of compassion. It's the test of everything. But it starts with us personally. It starts with us personally. What are we doing about the tyrant within, the ego, that just wants a little more of this, or a little more of that, or a little less of this, and a little less of that? Well, if you have a copy of this, it would help to read it a few times. This is not playtime. This is serious, serious change of position time. What's going to happen? So, strengthening your spiritual connection is extremely important. Extremely important right now. And always, but now is what you have to work with. Don't regret the past. Start where you are. Start where you are. Now is what counts. The past is gone. And if you do it sincerely, it will bring you joy. Your ego would like you to think it's going to be hard. Okay. That's its job. Ego is doing its job. What are you doing? You see, you think you are your ego. That's its job. It claims your identity. It claims your identity. The ego loves to claim your identity. Let's talk about me some more. Well, you are not your ego unless you let your ego be you. Don't ride your horse backwards. Nothing you don't pay attention to will change for the better. It will change for the worse. So, turn around in the saddle, kids. Get hold of the reins and pull that critter in the direction you want it to go. That's what the five charging horses on the chariot of Arjuna are about. Letting the senses get away with the chariot. Put Krishna power, master power, God power in charge of the horses. That's what that whole thing is about. Well, we have an interesting time coming up. And so you can bless it and ask Master Power to show you how to look at what's coming towards you, because you're facing it. And how you can best be attuned to Master Power through it. Okay. What? A week and 2 days, whatever. Until the election is the election day. Lots of pre-voting. But either way, there may be some shifting around. And your business is to be in touch with spirit. Well, it's happening.